A Lerner Lowe tune there, My Fair Lady. I could have danced all night with the Johann Strauss Orchestra. Well, I am absolutely thrilled to be joined today by Deborah Lundmark, the founding artistic director of Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre, which has been praised for producing breathtaking performances. Their fearless innovation also comes to the foreground here. For over four decades, Deborah has championed the next generation of Canadian dance artists, commissioning world-class choreographers, creating bold new works of her own. Deborah, welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I'm very, very happy to be on your show.
Wonderful. Well, we're so excited to have you back on the Jukebox, introducing your next thrilling program called Tempered. Tell us, what inspired the theme and title of Tempered?
Tempered came from when we were on tour in March with the company in Vancouver. And we realized that the process of creating a production was a tempering process. We are tempering a program, something that will actually last. It is an old process of working with metal, and it's a metaphor for the creative process of bringing together choreographers, dancers, lighting designer, costume designers, and actually creating something that will last.
Interesting. Yeah, the word can have so many connotations, suggesting resilience, transformation. I'm thinking of metallurgy,
yes.
Cooking. Even Bach experimented with it when he was tuning instruments, tempering every little fifth, just a notch to make all the keys work.
Exactly.
What a brilliant concept. Yeah, and how does your new work complement or contrast the other pieces on the program?
My new work? Well, I'm looking at today and what we're going through every day. And I basically wanted to do something that seized a moment of exhilaration and sort of being where you have to be at that time. So I called it, You Only Live Once. My quote is, pluck the day, trusting as little as possible in the next one. And that's a quote from Horace, of course, because I find that in today's world, we just never know what's going to go on the next day. And so it is a piece that gives that little moment of, oh yes, everything is coming together at the right time. And that's the premise of my new work.
Fascinating concept. I'm sure everyone can find that little mirror of themselves in this production when they've experienced that kind of moment. Tell me, Deborah, how do you choose choreographers for your annual season at Canadian Contemporary Dance?
Well, we choose choreographers based on what they have done and what their themes are and what it would do to enhance our program with our dancers, sort of to move the program along into a whole nother time. So for example, we are bringing back a work from last year. So this is our home season. So we're bringing back a work from Roderick George called Dreamscape, which is a fantastic work that has the whole company in it. And it develops fantasy and dreaming and connecting with young people in its work. And then we're bringing back this great piece by Colin Connor called Arena. And it is done in a circle of rocks, like creating an actual arena that you go in and out of in the dance process. Very, very clever. We always live in an arena of life.
Tell me a little bit about the Canadian premiere coming up at Tempered, the Florida-based Peter Chu. What excites you most about that one?
His process was just fantastic. So Peter is doing a Canadian premiere, and it is called And I'm In Way Over My Head Here. And it's sort of like where you get into a situation and you realize that you're in way over your head. And how he takes the movement and works in duets and partnering with our dancers is so exciting. And you'll be on the edge of your seat watching how this work develops. And Peter has performed with Ballet Jazz Montreal, Kid Pivot, and has choreographed for many ballet companies. So we were very, very happy to have him.
I'm speaking with Deborah Lundmark, the founding artistic director of Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre, giving us a nice backstage view of the creative process and an upcoming performance called Tempered. That's May 23rd and 24th, 8 p.m., the Creative School Chrysalis, Toronto Metropolitan University. You can find out more details at ccdt.org, ccdt.org. Deborah, tell us a little bit more about your special secret when it comes to showcasing young pre-professional dancers with incredible maturity.
I think the secret is that you are able to challenge young people and encourage them to go beyond what they think they can do and making the future of Canadian dancers in Canada.
It sounds like you're making stunning impact. Thank you, Deborah. Yeah, any closing thoughts about the upcoming performance, Tempered? Why we should go see this?
Well, I want to encourage your audience to come out and support dance performances and support our future dancers in Canada. I think they will really enjoy the works.
Wonderful. Thank you, Deborah. And good luck to you and your team and all the terrific energy and creativity you've brought into shaping this this thrilling choreography coming up. It is coming up May 23rd and 24th at the Creative School Chrysalis. That's at the Toronto Metropolitan University. You can find out more details about the Canadian premiere by Peter Chu. And alongside that, there will be audience favorites as well. So that is the Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre, ccdt.org. Oh, have a wonderful afternoon, Deborah. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you.
Absolutely. And now here is the Zorba Ballet. It's the final scene with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra.